פרק י' ד' וגם אוהל המסמבריאס כולם הם עוז בחד וסייסרסה ונהיר מזי ואוהל אוהל נשופע עליהם ממוקם שירש אליין של התוירה. That means the simcha yeseiro that is nogea to our nice marbim besimcha in Purim or in Chodesh Adar. Marbim besimcha, perhaps you spoke about that. Marbim besimcha means that there are more things fitting me than I could imagine beforehand. That's called marbim besimcha. Simcha means a thing is fitting me. That's called simcha. That's Rabbi Soel. So it means marbim besimcha. There are more things fitting me in Avodas Hashem than I fathomed. Much more. And chedvese yeserse means that the world says, wow, I have a shaychus to this sheirash ha-teir, which is above all the worlds. That's called simcha yesere. Marbim besimcha, same thing. And then it comes out that we spoke about that Mamati Besimcha. We spoke about that last time. Yes. Mamati Besimcha means in Chodesh Tisha, by Ov, Mamati Besimcha means this terrible thing that in the Chodesh Ov, you are aware that you don't fit anything. That's what you are aware. That is Tisha B'Av. That's Churban. Churban means you are not fitting. You know? The Borei Olam does not want you. You are not fitting his plan. You don't fit anything. That's Tisha B'Av. So that's Mematim Besimcha. But Marbim Besimcha means you are revealing new things which fit you. They are fitting you. Yeah? And this is Nogea to Purim. This is Nogea to this Avodah out of Purim. That everything, the way we said, everything is for sure reaching its destination and things like this. Everything is fitting. But there are more things fitting than you think, and that's what it over here the Chedos Yeserse. Nu nihir miziv oiro elin ha-shofea alem imokum sheiresh elin shotera, which is above all the worlds. We had it beforehand, Perek Yud Aleph. Yeah? Kuma shkoz perek mailes ha-teira, mesameach es amok, mesameach es abriyes. It's even mesameach the Bero Elom, and it's mesameach es abriyes. We spoke about that. Shashuim is the biggest, the highest place you could go. That's called Shashuim. That means there is like a thing which is spoken. There, in the Olam HaSelyonim, mikoyach what we are learning. Begin the Inun Milin Kadishin Salkin L'Eile V'Kama Inun the Mekadme V'Not L'Eloin Kame Malka Kadisha. They are taken in front of the Borei Olam. V'Satrin V'Kama Itrin B'Inun Nehoirin Eloin V'Kul Nidburum V'Kame Malka Eloi. Everyone is like mentioned in front of the Borei Olam. Man chomi chedven, man chomi tushbechon, the salkebechon ino rekiin, kame malke gadisha. Who is able to see this big shevach which comes out from this maimet of divrei Torah? Malke gadisha vistakabu, visatabu, and now we spoke about Hashashuim. The Borei Olam is looking at those things which come in front of him, visatabu, and it takes him like above him, it's like a keser. Vinu tzalkin al reishim, v'atore, v'nachtin, v'yasrin al cheikei. They come from above the head, down into the cheik. In the cheik you keep a child, you keep a thing which is a descendant from you, that's like us, that's like the Klal Yisrael. Negoi betukvei, v'tzalkin salkin al reishim. And from there they go back above this head. So we see this is this tznua. It is from above the head, down in the cheik, and above back, above the head. Aval do omra reise, ve'eye shashuim yoyim yoyim. Wo yishe lo iksiv ele ve'eye. Bechol zman do bechol idun de milin iloin salkin kamei. Atkan. Every time that a chidush of teure is coming in front of the Borei Olam, that is happening. That's the tnua of the shashuim, you know, up the head, down into the cheik, and up the head and down into the chayk, and under this, the whole time goes like this. That's the shashuim. Yeah? It has these two sides going together. So now he says, Atkan. Uvchol eist, here we are. Uvchol eist, she'odom oisik umistabik bokoroi, when you are really learning Torah the way it has to be, hadvorim semechim kenisinosa misinai. It's simcha like nesine besinai. Kvashikos v'zoi reish perech shoshukas, Rabbi Yehuda, I don't know, posach, zoi sa Torah, tochazi. Milin de reise gadishin inu liloin v'inu stimin. Inu kamod iksin, kamod anechemodim izov. The words of Torah, they are in a place where it is like hidden from you. They are much, much bigger than you could imagine. But man di shtal bereise kilu koim kol yoim altura di Sinai lekabel reise. The one which learns Torah is like standing on Har Sinai, and kabel reise, and on Har Sinai it says the shomayim, the one, the thing which is shom, which is there, they came down. The Shomayim came down on the Har Sinai. So that is, you are mekabel Torah. That means you are mekabel something which comes from there. Yeah, from Shom. Yeah, from there. And that is what comes down on the Har Sinai. Koyim Torah the Sinai kabel reise. Oru diksir yoyim azeni yeselom. Oru parshas achrei daf samachtes somad alef. The tone kol man the otzis lemiloi doy reise. Zakohu b'hai alme u'kilu kabel Torah misinai. Otzis, I don't know what means. Otzis, tzais. Tzais means is following. Otzis mistoma means he is following the words of Torah. Not because he's mekayim the mitzvahs, but he's following the mahalach of Torah. Something like this. The otzis lemiloi doy reise. Zakohu b'hai alme u'kilu kabel Torah misinai. And you have, whenever you can hear a word of Torah, you have to put your ear. Yeah? The Archin Udne, the one which makes the ear bigger, you know, Archin Udne, it makes it. That is a big thing, that you have to make your ears long to hear what the other says in Torah. That means you have to really to hear what the other one says, because a lot of times there is something to hear. I was still seeing the big people, which they were listening to a shtikel Torah of a bar mitzvah, because perhaps they will hear something which even the mistake which that guy makes, but will teach them something they would never thought about or think. They will teach them something new. You are marich your ears. That means you hear that with a longer mahalach, you know? Like, he says something like this, but you hear it like that. He's saying something very small, but you hear it very big. You have to get used to that you hear like this. We are by us, our ears are a little bit tempered in that. We have very small opening by the ear. We only hear the things which are muchach. And the moment the thing is not muchach, we are not willing to hear. Yeah? Ja, man kan toch leren anders? Yeah, for sure you can learn different. But let's learn like this. No, it's muchach, so I don't have to listen, you know? It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. That's what Torah is. Torah is only muchach. מה אתה אומר? מה קרה לך? That's the only thing that Torah is there, you know? No, Torah is much bigger. And when you hear someone, a simple person, you have to listen in a way that you hear things which are not muchach. But he says something and that could open your world. That happens the whole time when you listen. But you have to listen with long ears. Long ears means you have to listen to a much longer mahalach than the meduyik alone. And by us, the ears are like this, or even smaller. They have barely a hole inside, you know? Because you only hear very meduyik. You don't hear it in a bigger way. But you have to be careful how to do that, you know. You can't hear whatever you want, but you can hear things in a bigger place, bigger. I give you a dugma, the way I that was in the middle of the night, you know. I had to make a fundraiser. And then, you know, you get up at 3 in the morning or before 3, you know, to 3:30 you should sit with a smile in front of the computer and smiling into the nothingness, you know. I don't know where to smile into. So, and then someone came and he asked on the parsha Krishma. He asked some question on the Krishma. So then we looked up the Rashi and then it dawned to me that you can listen to the Rashi much bigger. Wow. But it's a question how to listen. And I don't say it's muchach, but it's very interesting. Rashi says, in the second parsha. Rashi says, Hayoim. And then, La'avo. Rashi says, you shouldn't learn in order to be a rabbi. You shouldn't learn in order to be a rich man. Ela, you should work out of Ave, v'soif ha-kovod lovei. And in the end, the kovod will come. So, what does Rashi say? So, okay, it's a very good Rashi. It's a quotation of a Gemara, and you can look at that. Well, that's what you do. When you don't listen, then you say, what's the source of Rashi? It's a Gemara in the Dorim, I think. It's a Gemara in the Dorim, and the Rambam says also like this, and the Rambam in the Hilchos Tshuva is a little bit different. No. You have to hear. Big ears, you know. That's what you have to do. You have to hear. Listen with big ears. And then you see Rashi says, there's a problem. There's a problem. How can you work without looking into the future? That's called Hayoim. Kilo Hayoim Nitzaveiso. You don't look into the future. How can you work like this? Because you want to look in the future, especially when you speak about Schar Voynish. Vohoyoim Shomoya. Schar Voynish. You look into the future, for sure. You want to look into the future. That's your matzif, that you look into the future. He says, no. Hayoim. How can you do that? Le'avo. Ave is the koyach that you can work without considering the future at all. But what will be with me? Because my nefesh wants the future. That's called Seif HaKovod Lovoi. In the end, the Kovod will come, but that's not the motivation. The motivation is Ave, and not Rebbe. So that was always difficult to say, don't think you will be a Rebbe, don't think you will be a rich man, and work me Ave, and in the end, you'll be a Rebbe or a rich man. Seif HaKovod Lovoi. What means Seif HaKovod Lovoi? That means in the end, you will be. So, but don't, no. The Ave comes as an answer to Hayoim. You have to work, Kiru, it's only there today. How can I work like only today? I only can work like this when I do it with Ave. And when I do it with Ave, I can work like this. So what will be with that desire that I want to have something, but it's Schar Voynish? So if I call it lovely. But that's not the motivation. So that's the second parsha. So first parsha, it's entirely different. The Ave in the first parsha doesn't relate to that problem. The Ave in the first parsha relates to the problem of Echot. You are paralyzed. It's only there the Borei Olam. You don't do anything. So how do you answer that? What do you do now? Ave. Ave b'mesirus nefesh. That's the Ave in the first parsha. And now that's why the first parsha, the Hayoim, is afterwards. Because the Ave is not the answer on the Hayoim. The Ave is the answer on the Echot. And the Hayoim in the first parsha is simple. When you are holding by the Ave from Echot, then for sure Hayoim. Yeah? That's not the problem. But when you are speaking about Schar Voynish, Voyim Shomoya, then there is a problem. How can I do it Hayoim? There has to be an outcome. That's Schar Voynish. Seif HaKovod Lovoi. But the work is miyave. Ganz a gute pshat, was sagst du? Ganz a gute pshat. Ganz a gute pshat in Rashi. You know? Also push the pshat. But it's ganz good. People liked it. But it's you make like this to Rashi. No, you don't want to make like this. You want to say that, no, Rashi, it's not good. And then it's Afshara Sifri, and there's the Girsos in the Sifri. And there's another, you have a whole stickle to your, and your ears are small like a pinhole, and a hole of a, ich weiß was, of a machat, you know, a gurnisht. But it's only muchach. Is it muchach what I say? No. Why? No, really not, you know. But it's a good pshat. But it's not muchach. It's a good pshat. You have to open your ears and make it big. Yeah? Excuse me, like this, I know I have very big ears, you know. So you have to, you have to make them bigger. Yeah, that's what you have to do. Aruchim, oroich, long ears. You hear that like this, and not like that. And we only hear like this. It's a disease. Excuse me. It's a disease in today's society. You only hear what is muchach. It's like a disease. Why should it be like this? Yeah? Weiter. Vatam shekmoi shebeis ha-maimet ha-mekudish nizdapko gabiyochel bediburoi hizborach. There was a dveikus of the klaisel to the dibo kein gam ato b'chol eis mamish she'otom oisek v'oigebo hu dovek al yodo b'dibur izborach mamish machshah she'akol maimer piv she'akol maimer piv izborach l'moish b'sina filo masha talmid koten shoyel miraboy kanal perek vov. So everything is coming out of the pay of the b'roilom. The pay of the b'roilom is where the pnimius of the Berulam comes out. That's where the peh is. The peh is revealing what's going in the head, going on in the head. So the moitze peh for the Berulam is a revealing what's going on in Kabyochel, his head. Yeah? We gam ato ba'ez shodom oisikbo b'chol teve oisot teve mamish nechtzevitz os Lavas eish vi pivis borach kabiyochel kmo ishe kosu shom. Menef shekilo ato bekabel besinai vi pivis borach. Lachen o mechazal kama poim vohoyu advorim smechim ken izunosu mesinai. That's like smechim ken izunosu mesinai because it comes out straight of the peh and the peh is a gilui of the machshove. Voz mishtalshul venimshach shifas or ubrocha mimakor shorosh ha'elyon al kol ha'elmes. Megam ha'oretz he'iro michvoido u'mizbareches. And the brocha comes down till here. U'mevi harbe teve v'shifas brocha lo'ilo. That's what he does. A person which learns, he brings down all the brochas into the world. That's for sure. U'tanu be'eliyahu, sefer etzedra eliyahu rabbe, perek yutchei somer, kivit shaloi medes ha'toira, hare zeh mevi teve lo'ilo. V'yochel hu levakish rachamim ulispala lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yifakpek esero kiyah v'yovi moto lo ilom. Yifakpek means that there was a pkak, you know, there was a ikuv like a pkak. There was a pkak in the rokiyah and the geshem didn't come down. So that's what we always say. Mashi v'ruach u'moiri da geshem. That means for sure, by the Borei Olam himself, there is all the brocha and all the geshem and all the good things are there by the Borei Olam. Only it doesn't come down. But when you learn Torah, you are taking out that pkak, you know, that
pluckage.
That pluckage, yeah, something like this. You take it out and then things come down. That's what you do when you learn Torah. Because Torah is that the highest thing in the world is just coming down here, you know? So that is like when you open up a secher, you know, you have a dam. You open up a dam and then everything comes down there through that hole, you know? So that's what you do. When you learn Torah, you just you are making a hole in that hevdel ben elyonim v'tachtonim, because you are learning Torah over here, and but Torah is like the elyon sheba elyon, but it comes down here, so that makes like a hole in the rakia. You know, that's the fak pikas rakia. It takes away the blockage or whatever it is.
Is that happening? Is that happening because the world is becoming a different world, or it's the same world but with a blockage?
No, it's the same world with a blockage, but pashtus. That was the like by Odom Rishnu, that the world should have been with Deshe, only it didn't work because there was a blockage. So it has to be the thing which is shaykh to the world. Not, it has to be a different world. I don't think so. No, Torah is not... Torah will change the world too, but that's not the point. We are learning Torah. Torah is a very simple thing. Torah speaks about the most simple thing. It speaks about the Ganav, you know. What would be our life without Ganovim? Tell me. Where would be Bava Kame? Where would be Bava Tzia? Where would be Bava Basra? On the Ganovim, on the mention of Zen, Azolche Reshoim, you know. On them, without that, the Bava Kame would be so small, and Bava Tzia would be so gurnished, you know. And all these people would be so righteous, and they only do the right thing, and no one ganvas for everyone else anything. This whole Nezikin would be boredom, you know. You would fall off your chair out of boredom. No, the whole point of interest is when there is a Kinyon Exele. And then Merci Caribis, and then you have to pay back, you don't have to pay back. Who pays back? How do you pay back? That's unbelievable. That's the interesting thing. When you know Hezek is a question of Xela too. Okay? Say though. The Etzma Sugar von Hezek is a Sugar von Xela. Only to make you calm. You have to have a Gazlan. So the Mazik is also a Gazlan. So. But without Gazlan would be nothing. So the Torah speaks about very simple things. Very, very simple. Very down-to-earth things. So the Torah is not in Be'etzem changing the world, but it's bringing down the most upper thing in the world down here. Down here. And here means into the most simple thing. Yeah?
Is that the difference between Chidushim and learning what's already... No,
could be, I'm not done, but it's a whole chiduk, but it is a chiduk, I don't know whether it is the chiduk, I don't know. But I'll be, give me a little bit of a tear, I'm a fuck pick, okay, it's so nice, and we're a fuck pick, it takes away the pkak. We are motto loyal. When we show oid, calls man, she saw, oid, skip a tear, and oid, and rots on a vim, shmashamayim, and we spoke about ads, we nif neleim, librocha. So there are two things. You have also done in Torah, and Oyser Tzayin Oviyam Shabbat Shomayim. Then the Boron is Ba'atzmai Nifne Aleim Lebrochus, and Emma Emes Me'eret Sitzmach Vetzedek Mishmaim Nishkav. Ve'in Ashkof El Lebrochus, and Emma Ashkifu Moin Kodshecho, Uvorech Zamcho. So that's what it says, that is Mashkif Milemalo, because what? Because Emes Me'eret Sitzmach. So Emes Meretz Sitzmach is the Chayra. It's a question of learning, no? Emes Meretz Sitzmach. So the pashtus of the Oysim Ratzoyin Aviyam Shabbat Shomayim is a Tzitzmach, you know? Because the Tzmiche of the Divrei Torah, the Tzmiche of the Divrei Torah is that you are actively doing them. Then the Torah will grow. That's a big thing in your Kiyum Torah. Your Kiyum Torah will make the Torah grow. The Kiyum Torah will not make you more righteous, no. That will make it too. But the Kiyum Torah will make the Torah grow. The Torah will be bigger. It is Matzmiach, yeah? Eretz Meretz Tizmach. Emes Meretz Tizmach. Yeah? Vetzedek Mishmaim Nishkav, Boris Amcho, yeah. Vine. And now, yeah, we have another few minutes. Perek Tesvov. Vine Amavorich Mizborech. We Bechosim Shaloi, Lemis Shavurich Kamo Otom or Isaac Bokoroi La Mito Hagoyrim Koholze. Now that's a big thing. When you are learning the Torah, you also get the brocha, which you are making in the world. When you are learning, la'amito, HaKorim L'Kolze. La'amito is difficult. I don't know what that means. La'amito shel Torah. La'amito. That you really reach truth in Torah. But what I then have is that now it says, V'kvod Hashem chayuf olav kol hayom. Wow. So you remember, in the Shar Aleph, in Perek Vov, in the end, this is his quotation. Shar Perek Vov, in the end, he says, when you are doing all the mitzvahs, Kasher kiyem kol ha-mitzvah shleimus, b'chol p'tirem v'dik t'kei b'ikar ha-maiseh,
you are making the mitzvahs, and also thinking betaras amachshove about the mitzvahs. Haritikin kol oilemes vasidra estorim veilyonim venase kuloi bechol kerchosha veivorav merkov lohem miskatchim mikdushas mikdushas veilyonu hukvoid Hashem choyfef olof tomid.
When you are doing all the mitzvahs with all the kavonas, then everything will be betuken in your body. And then Kvod Hashem Chayiv Olav Tomid. That is all the mitzvahs. And now the Nefesh Chaim says over here that learning Torah is like Shokul Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs. Aber only Torah L'Amito Shel Torah. HaGorim L'Kol Zeh U'Kvod Hashem Chayiv Olav Kol HaYom. You see? Same thing. So that is the biggest thing in Torah Be'etzem, that you in Torah are zoiche to the klal of all the mitzvahs. That's the klal of all the mitzvahs. And they are kosher to you. That's called Kvod Hashem Chayiv Olav Kol HaYom. Because you are like, you are the man which that is what the Borei Olam wants. That's his covet. That is what he wants. So normally it is when you do the mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs b'shleimus. And all the mitzvahs. You have to do all of them, not one of them, all of them. But through one thing, you also can reach the same madrege. That's through learning Torah. You can reach the madrege, Kvod Hashem Chayiv Olav Kol HaYom. So that what is the madrege of Torah. That's the unbelievable greatness of learning. Okay? So that's what he says. Oh, we're masik le'neshama atzula mimokum kodesh. And now, it's even more. You know, I have my neshama, you know. I remember when I was in the yeshiva in Beit HaKerem, the Mashgiach Rabbi Levi, he was a very good man. He came to my mother and he wanted to persuade her that I should go back to yeshiva. So he told her, he'll be in yeshiva, he'll be a different person. So this was like barking up the wrong tree. My mother told him, my son does not have to be a different person. Thank you very much. And that was the end of the conversation, you know. So that's more like, it was like a culture clash, you know. But no. You have to be a different person. Yes, you'll get a neshama atzula mimokum kodesh. What does that mean? All the neshamas, I have a neshama, you know, I get a neshama. Neshama is a thing which really not so much goes into the body. When you remember Shar Aleph, Perek Tesvov, the neshama is a thing which is not entering the body. The way he says, Moshe Rabbeinu only had it, but no one has it. So I'm zoichet a neshama atzula mimokum kodesh. What does it mean? It means because the Torah and the Neshama come out of the same place. When I'm learning Torah, my Neshama is getting a flavor or a. It's like when you enter a store. That's what the Chalal say. When you enter a store of perfume, in the end you'll smell. So when you learn Torah,
your neshama will smell from that Mokum Kodesh. I don't know whether over here he says you'll have a different neshama. It will be the neshama but with the smell of Olam Kodesh entirely. Yeah? Because that's what Torah is. That was the intention of the Mashgiach there. He'll be a different person. But my mother understood it in a very practical way because she was afraid of that, that he'll be a different person. You know, you are really barking up the wrong tree, you know. Now, my son is such a good boy and I you want him to distort man, you know. Shkoyach. That was like the wrong expression in a very good intention, but it was very wrong, the expression. But that is over here atzula memokum kodesh. The fi erich gödel iske vidi buke bo. Moshe kosov odom mekadesh atzula milamato, mekadesh moishe milamalo. That means that when you learn Torah, you are mekadesh yourself because you are shayach to a world which is way above. But then also that aboveness will stick to you. Maat mekadesh moishe maharbe. But Thomas Hazor daf you base on a base. Pikud Hamishor, Bahaikro is Tlas Pikudim. Okay, so that we'll see next time. Next time won't be next Sunday, because that is Purim. And then the Sunday afterwards, after Purim, which date is it? You know that? I have to look it. It's already.
In English, it's 31st of May.
Oh, so no, then we changed the clock, too. So then it will stay, Bli Neder, it will stay the same time by you in America. But by me, it will be 9. Okay? That means by the Americans will be whatever it is, 2 o'clock by you it's 11, Nachon Moishi. So by you it's 11, that will stay. I'll do it according to the American clock. Over the Atlantic. So, but next week won't be a vat, won't be a shir. That will be Purim. And we can't drink wine with a Zoom. That doesn't do anything. So, we will not do anything. But, the week afterwards, in Yirtzeh Hashem, there will be a shir. Ad kan. Sei gesund. Gut Purim.
Kol tov.
Kol tov.